Unit 32, Rubber and Charles Goodyear. Explorers found something strange in the New World. Indian children had balls that bounced. The explorers brought the material to England. Scientists worked with it. One gave it a name. He rubbed a piece over it of pencil marks. The marks rubbed off. He called the piece rubber. Rubber also kept out of water. Scientists melted the raw rubber. They saw how to make raincoats. But there were drawbacks. The coats were sticky in hot weather. Cold made them stiff and brittle. Could the problem be solved? Yes. Charles Goodyear solved it. He was a poor inventor. He worked in his wife's kitchen. She wanted him to find a paying job, but he kept on trying. One day he had an accident. He spilled a sulfur rubber mixture on a hot stove. The sulfur smelled awful. His wife was angry. He was upset. Then he noticed something. The mixture baked like a pancake. He thought, why didn't it melt further? He carefully lifted the pancake of rubber. It had changed. Now it was soft. It bent easily. He put it on ice. It did not stiffen. He held it over heat. It did not become sticky. The problem was solved. The rubber was cured. It stayed tough and firm. Goodyear named the process after Vulcan. He was the Roman god of fire. Goodyear licensed his process, but he was no businessman. He gained very little. Lawsuits ate up his money. Not much more is known, but there is a bright spot. Something must have worked. His second son graduated from Yale. He was a well-known historian. Another son also did well. He adapted the sewing machine. It now made shoes. Yes, there was sulfur in the rubber, but there must have been brains in the genes.